Lynn Classical Athletic Director Bill Devin is here with us at the Duchesne Jamboree at Lynn Classical High School. And Bill, fall sports for Classical High School, what were a few of the highlights?
Up and down. We had a football-wise, we had a tough year. Certainly wasn't through a lack of effort. We have a really young core group of kids, especially on defense. We started a couple freshmen, so I think within a year, maybe two, we're going to have a real solid and competitive football team. But that's what happens. You go, you know, like all sports, you go in waves. You have your ups and downs, and it's kids are already back in the weight room trying to get bigger and stronger. But our girls volleyball team did very well. They had a great season. Played in Division I tournament. They won their first game before they got ousted by North Andover, who won, I believe, the whole state title. I'm sorry, it was Andover.
Yeah.
And boys cross country, we were 7-1. We have probably one of the best runners here, Thomas Mackin. Yeah. I think he was undefeated. I'm pretty sure he was undefeated in the league.
Yeah, so we did a feature on him this year, thanks to your suggestion, so thanks for that. Yeah,
he's a super kid. He's getting a lot of D1 looks and D2 looks, and I think his best running days are ahead of him. He's a kid that trains really, really hard, and he's a good student as well, so I think he's going to have a great college career wherever he decides to go. As far as soccer, ups and downs, our girls' team had a lot of injuries this year that Coach Gator had to deal with. And our boys' team is kind of in transition right now, so I think Robbie Upton will be back next year. We always have a pretty competitive boys' soccer team. So, and I can't forget the golf team. They did all right. Coach Morrison has built our program up. We've got 22 kids on the golf team now, which is unheard of. We used to have, you know, usually just like 10 or 11 every year, and you know, he's a great coach that really has a passion for the game. So our golf program's growing.
Club Classical, there you go.
Club Classical. Well, they play it. They play on all these great golf courses like Myopia and the Ferncroft and everywhere else. So it's plus the best thing in Lynn with, you know, our superintendent and the school committee. Our kids don't pay user fees. We're one of the few school systems around that offer athletic opportunities for our kids at no cost. So that's something that, you know, the Mayor Flanagan and Dr. Latham, you know, and everybody else should be very, very proud of.
No, it's absolutely. And I know a lot of schools are trying to go back that way, but it's not an easy thing to do. What about the winter sports here for Classical?
Winter sports, I think we're going to be very competitive. Coach Sawyer has a very competitive team, though. We just found out one of our better players, Shannon Magner, is a three-sport athlete here, just got a serious knee injury in a scrimmage the other day, and I think we're going to be without her services for the winter. The boys, not a real big team, except for Freddie DeSchuler in the middle. He's probably about a 6'5", 6'6", kid, but we're going to press, and we've got a lot of good athletes. So I think I tell the kids all the time, I said, you know, we might be around 11-11 like we were last year, but they don't want to hear that, you know. And then hockey team, we've got a bunch of freshmen in, and we've got a really good goaltender in Jack Stafford. So and Joe Conlon always plays a very difficult non-league schedule.
Yeah.
You know, for a Division III team, we're like a blue-collar team. We work hard. We're always in the corners, and we play very well at home, too, down at the Lynn Rink.
Yeah.
Just as long as Gary Malaya's car doesn't get towed every year, like for parking illegally in Honeydew Donuts.
You don't have anything to do with that, though, by the way, do you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay. But, you know, I don't think Gary reads the signs too well. It says no parking. Honeydew patrons only.
So. Well, I mean, sometimes I see a cup of coffee in his hand, but, you know, that. And then I guess I mean, it seems like there was one other thing I was going to ask you. Oh, well, I guess that's it. I guess that's it for the we're all ready to go.
Well, the winter, you know, our swim team, Denise Silva's been coaching for over 20 years. She's going to have a real competitive group last year. She was 7-3 in the NEC. And then our boys and girls track teams have exploded here. We've got anywhere from 50 kids on the boys team, and we've got about 70 kids on the girls team. And last year we won a state championship. in the indoor track team. And two of those runners are back.
Oh, wow.
Agnes Bangura and Devin Astucio are back this year. So hopefully in that, you know, we can recruit two more kids and win another state title in that. But, you know, overall, it should be a we'll be competitive in all of our sports this year.
Yeah, it's great to see the 2015 banner up there along with those other ones from 1877, 1980.
Yeah. Don't forget Mr. Constantino's banner because he reminds us of it all the time. You know, when he was 20-0 as a coach, you know, he had a lot of great girl players here. Like one of our coaches, Helen Ridley, was a star here, yeah, and Monique Lee. And so a lot of history in this gym.
And Helen is back. And, you know, Gene tells a story, that when I was at WESX years ago, I gave him a call and did an interview with him after. You know, he had those great teams, but before that, he had some teams that did the 0-4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I called him up and talked to him the one after he won one his first game, you know, after losing like 20 in a row or something.
Well, that's that's a testament of a good coach. See, it's real easy for a coach to stay on when you have tons of talent, and then when the talent dries up, usually some of those coaches.
Oh, I didn't say he didn't have good talent back then.
Coaches are on their way, but Gene had to handle the rough times and had the good times with it as well. So, you know, that's a testament to him as a coach.
Absolutely. And now principal here at Classical High School. All right, Bill, anything else to share with us? Any breaking news out of the athletic department?
Nope. We're just lucky that this rim is hanging on because of yesterday it only had 3 bolts in it, but we finally got it straightened out. We were sweating there for a while. Yeah, it's real tight. Some of the other teams this year might not get the bounces.
So. Okay. That's at the the east end or the west, northern end of the gym here, whatever. So, okay, there you go. Bill Devin, the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School with us on MSONewsSports.com.